hard time at the factory. At work again. 12 hours a day, slaving for the man. Blank had been at it for 5 hours, and it was time for a 15-minute break. You drag yourself to the dimly lit break room. There, your pale, burnout co-workers suck synth coffee like their life depends on it. You slip some credits into the grimy vending machine. Paint chips, somewhat stale. You chew them down and grease it with a swig of imported water. 7 hours left, you think. You light a cigarette. Pale purple smoke floats from it. Bland chatter all around you. Bland gray talk from burned out humans sucking smoke and synth calories down. You sit there and you think about just how fast that 15-minute break goes by. But you've only begun to think about it. But you've only begun to think about it when break is over and you march tiredly back to work. A man died today on the job. He got his shirt caught in the teeth of one of those giant cogs that worked their way across the factory floor. It just sort of sucked him up and ripped him apart. Blank was one of several put on mop duty. A touring exec was coming about in 40 minutes to tour the factory. And the boss didn't want any blood or twitching meat chunks left visible. Normally, Blank got to have lunch break after being there 8 hours. The lunch break being the second and last break of the day. But due to the tour, lunch break was canceled that day and everybody had to work right through. The tour exec, one Kirby Hestel, was the company president's second son. He was a real arrogant asshole. He had all the employees come together at the end of their shift and fired a couple of them because he didn't like their looks. Jack Pomplid was fired, and Pomplid was Blank's energy powder contact. Damn it! After 10 hours of hardcore work, there was an announcement that the employees were to all gather in the dim, now disused room by the cog room where Blank's coworker died. When all 138 gray employees gathered up in this room, the supervisor came in with 4 burly security men. The supervisor said that he had a short list of people who had been caught on camera taking long breaks. Blank's name came up first. He had taken an extra 38 seconds break yesterday. The security men surrounded Blank. He tried to break free of them, but they overpowered him. The supervisor worked him over with a series of gut punches. When released, Blank slept to the ground with the din knocked out of him. 4 more employees were punished during the session. Then everybody was ordered back to work. After 11 and a half hours of work, Blank was nearly too tired to stand. And the boss got on the PA system. He said that they were behind on the work today because of the discipline session, and everybody's gonna have to work an extra 45 minutes for free. Blank's co-workers shot him hateful glances. As he moved heavy parts around, he often heard, "Asshole!" At the worst point, somebody pushed him hard from behind while he had an armful of heavy steel parts. He fell with a clamor, and somebody said, "Smooth move there, X-Lax." Blank picked up a long piece of metal that he could use as a club. He looked about him in a seething rage. everyone looked innocent, but they all backed up. Blank threw the weapon down and stormed off. Finally, quitting time came. Blank found that one of his tires had the air let out of it, and it was flat. He had a spare, but he was too tired to change it. So he crawled into his car, locked the door, and fell into a deep sleep. He woke up late next afternoon. 4 hours to work, he thought bitterly. The end.